USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is rolling back its COVID recommendations, saying unvaccinated people no longer need to quarantine after being exposed to the virus. Also, the recommendations for social distancing and other control measures are no longer required, including for students in school. This, as CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's not happy with how the agency responded to the COVID pandemic. Dr. Walensky adding her new goals for the CDC going forward are accountability, collaboration, communication, and timeliness. Another 10 illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border have popped up on a terror screening database. That's according to new numbers for July, which are released this week by Homeland Security. That brings the total this fiscal year to 66. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Former President Donald Trump's attorney continues to speak out.
President Trump attorney Christina Bob on Newsmax overnight announced the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation had no legal right for raiding President Trump's Florida home last week.
We've learned that the Department of Justice and the FBI is suddenly mum about what their intentions were and what they were looking for. If they actually had something, at the very least, they would have held a press conference, you know, resolving a lot of these questions in Americans' minds. And they haven't even done that. So I don't think they have anything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
The World Health Organization says monkeypox cases jumped 20% in the last week across 92 countries. The director general saying more than 35,000 cases of monkeypox have been reported to the WHO so far, almost all of them among men who had sex with men. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Incumbent Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney lost the GOP primary to her challenger, Harriet Hageman. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walz tells Fox and Friends why he believes Cheney's role on the House January 6th committee impacted her election.
I think the people of Wyoming and people in my district for sure are worried about crime, border, inflation, all kinds of other things.
Gotcha.
than this.
Hageman is an attorney who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump, as well as other Republican leaders like House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. A recall has SUV owners taking note.
General Motors is recalling more than 484,000 large SUVs in the U.S. to fix a problem that can cause the third row seat belts to malfunction. The recall covers Chevy Suburbans and Tahoes and Cadillac Escalades and GMC Yukons from the 2021 and 22 model years. Reports from the automaker to U.S. safety regulators say the belts may not properly restrain a passenger in a crash, increasing the risk of injury. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Apple will require its corporate employees to return to the office at least 3 days a week by September 5th. The new mandate comes after plans were delayed several times due to surges of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.